This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. This gorgeous Wednesday, middle of the weekday.
Well, you're right, actually, both ways.
I guess right? So. It's true. Yeah. And yeah, it's pretty hot out there, but we're not supposed to complain about it.
No. Definitely complaining not. Is not allowed.
We need to remember back in February what we were
what
we were standing in and walking through and anyway.
Waist deep in.
So we have a packed show today. The green room is already filled. Shelley Walcott will be coming up shortly in her brand new segment every other week, spiceblends.com, Healthy Solution Spice Blends. And she brought us some food to test out her spice blends.
Oh, and it looks so good.
It does look
good. I cook with
her
stuff
good.
A lot, and I know you do too.
Yeah.
So it's really good to have the creator of a lot of these right here with us so we can pick her brain.
It is. And, you know, I'm excited about it because she'll give us different ideas on, you know, how to use her spice blends. So that's coming up. And then, of course, we'll be joined at the top of the hour with Donna from Delaware. And then my dad will be in-house. So I know he was doing his research this morning.
Oh, do we know what his topic is?
No, don't know.
Well, last week it was a fun topic of researching the McDonald's lobster rolls.
He enjoyed that.
Which we all kind of enjoyed.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thank you again for picking up the tab on those.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But
no problem. You know, we have not read the food holidays last, like, I think all week we haven't read them.
Okay. And I have one sort of to add once you go through yours, so I'll make sure that you don't do it.
Monday, do you know what Monday was?
No idea.
It was National Scotch Day. Single malt scotch,
okay.
Which is what Daryl prefers.
Does he? Okay.
That is what Daryl drinks. And I've been starting to kind of drink it, too.
Just a little bit on ice, right?
One or two cubes,
yes.
And it gets the sweetness out. You got to let it sit for a few minutes,
right.
And I can sip on that.
Warms your tummy and
it does.
It warms your mind.
Your tummy, yep.
Cool.
So he likes the Balvini blend, but anyway. And then yesterday was, and I can't believe I forgot to get this out, but it was National Milk Chocolate Day.
Oh,
that's another one of Daryl's favorites.
It's good, but, you know, I've gone to the dark side.
Really?
Dark chocolate.
I don't like dark chocolate. Dark,
well, I mean, the health part is, you know, I that's an excuse to have it. But I, for some reason, I just like it more. I don't know why, but I do. Seems like you can put more, like, different kinds of things with it. But
interesting. Hmm. All right. And today is National Lasagna Day.
Ooh.
Pretty cool, huh?
Love lasagna.
I like lasagna, too. It's, you know, it's also chicken wing day, too.
Okay.
Chicken wing. I mean, lasagna, again, for me, I think of calories when I think of Italian. I'm not a huge Italian person, but I mean, I like it. You know, I'll eat it. But
yeah, it's something I might have two or three times a year.
Right.
I make a buffalo chicken lasagna.
Oh, my. Now,
like for Super Bowls and stuff like that. And instead of using, you know, ground beef, I use ground chicken. And then there's a lot of hot sauce versus just tomato sauce in there with the traditional lasagna pasta. And it's off the charts good.
Now, see, that I would like. That I would really get into.
It would be easy to find. I got it from Taste of Home magazine.
Yeah.
It was a $25,000 winning recipe a couple years ago.
That is like such a neat idea.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Buffalo chicken lasagna.
But it is hot. It is spicy. So
yum.
And there's a lot of people. You know what? I'm finding there are more people that don't like spicy food than do. They're just afraid of it, and maybe they had a bad experience of somebody just over spiced something, and it scarred them for life.
Yeah, my mother's like that.
Is she?
If she has one back of hot, and you know, when I have her over for dinner, I have to think because now I just cook. I mean, I even have my Celeste Oliva olive oil. It's cayenne,
yes,
cayenne pepper olive oil.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
It comes out red, like a tinge of red.
Yeah, well, that'd be good for dipping oil for like
it
a good crusty bread.
It's so good. It's not even funny.
Oh,
I cook
man.
With that all the time.
Well, you will like this. Although, I mean, we like spicy stuff, and you know, I'm a potato chip fiend. So I bought a bag yesterday of Cape Cod Chipotle barbecue chips. Now, I do not like barbecue chips in general. It's just too fake of a taste for me.
I agree.
However, the Chipotle flavor was very much like a Spanish paprika or smoked paprika flavor to it. And the bag is, well, it was not a big bag. Two-thirds gone. Fantastic. And it says, limited batch. So
really?
Yeah.
See, when they say limited batch like that, people buy it.
Well, they do.
That's smart.
That's marketing. But I'm thinking I could probably get a bunch of them and just put them away somewhere for a couple of months, because potato chips typically don't go bad, you know.
Yeah, there is an expiration date on them.
But, yeah, there is, exactly.
But, yeah, a couple months definitely.
So,
and who knows how long they'll be out for.
Yes, you know? Exactly. Limited batch. Well, what you didn't mention, because I don't think it was a national day, but there probably is somewhere. Today is, and Andrew shared this with me, he's our producer today here at The Pulse, and so I did a little research in the few moments that I had. It is the anniversary of apparently the first hamburger made in America on this day in 1900.
Really?
115 years ago today, it was made at a place in New Haven, Connecticut, so it's an East Coast creation, at least in this country, although I thought it had German roots, and again, you know, who knows? I'm sure there's a hamburgerologist that knows more than we do.
Hamburgerologist.
Oh, you know they're out there. There's a Hamburger University in Oak Brook, Illinois.
Yeah, there is.
So,
I don't know if they're called hamburgerologists, though.
Well, anyway.
That is cool.
Lewis's
I love that
Lunch.
Name.
Created in 1900 in response to a customer's hurried request for a lunch to go. In 1917, Lewis moved his business into a square-shaped little brick building that had once been a tannery. In 1975, the restaurant was moved 4 blocks away, blah, 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 blah. Let me get a little bit more on the burger. The burger was a broiled blend of 5 cuts of steak. It sounds good. Toppings included cheese, tomato, or onion, but the restaurant does not offer other condiments. So this day, 1900, the first acknowledged American hamburger created in this country, New Haven, Connecticut.
Very cool.
Lewis's Lunch, the name of the place, which opened in 1895.
Louis's Lunch. Now, I wonder, because there's a Louis's Diner that started in Connecticut.
Let me see if I've got a picture here.
Because it's the same diner that got moved to Concord, New Hampshire.
Oh,
I'm wondering, because as you're saying that, it's like ringing a bell in my head.
Well, you know what? Larry Coltrera, who is the expert on diners.
When is he coming on?
You won't be here. It's a week from Friday.
Shoot.
He will be here on Friday the 7th, so if I think I'll ask him about that. But there's a picture of the actual diner. I don't know if you
Is
it
a diner, though?
It doesn't look like it.
Okay. I'll know when I look at it.
And it's this is obviously the current version, which would not resemble what you're thinking of. So.
Right. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. So there is a little added hamburger knowledge for you today.
Hamburger trivia. There you go. I came across this. Actually, it was a historian that John Clayton knows well as well. Mm-hmm. And he sent me this. And just listen to this. It's kind of cool. We were in a small coffee shop. 2 customers arrive. 5 coffees, 2 for us, 3 pending. They pay the 5. They only get 2 coffees. What's a pending coffee, I ask? Wait and see. More customers, 2 girls get their coffees, they pay normally. After a while, 3 lawyers ask for 7 coffees. They only drink 3, but paid for the 7. While we were talking, a poor man enters the shop. With a soft voice, he asks, "Do you have any pending coffee?" This type of charity was born in Naples, Italy. People pay in anticipation for the coffees and even meals for others who can't.
Nice.
Isn't that cool? That's
cool. And it's the variation of that now is people that go through drive-thrus say,
pay it forward.
Pay the person behind me. Right. I'm picking up their tab, whatever.
Yep.
I don't know if you've had that experience yet at the Red Arrow Diner. You haven't been open as the drive-thru that long. But, you know, you may run into that at some point.
People come in a lot, even just inside, and they'll say, you know, I want to give money for someone that comes in and can't pay.
Yes.
It happens. It definitely happens.
Just a couple nights ago, very similar to that, a story about a young woman working in a diner. A couple of firemen came in.
Sorry.
Hello. A couple of firemen.
I was listening.
A couple of firemen came in after having fought an overnight blaze. It was the early morning shift. And she picks up their tab. She just writes on there on the receipt, one of the old-fashioned tear-off type of receipts.
Guest checks.
Guest checks. Thank you to the 2 firemen saying, you know, this one is on me. Thank you so much for all that you do and for your hard work and all. Well, they were blown away. And I don't recall exactly how it all came together, but they found out that her father had some disability. Maybe it was ALS or something. And so they posted her story online, and it got like $60,000 in pledges to buy her dad either a motorized scooter or a car or something, just because the kindness of picking up the tab of those firemen. And I'm sure she had no motive except
right.
She sincerely was grateful for the work they do.
Yeah.
So
that is beautiful.
Isn't that a great story?
I love hearing stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's really nice. That's really, really nice.
But we should end now on an up note and just go home, right? All these feel-good stories today. Well, this is not such a feel-good story if you like cilantro. It's something you should be aware of, though.
Cilantro.
I do, too. I do, too.
My favorite.
A ban on imported cilantro has been implemented by the Food and Drug Administration. And if you love cilantro, you should know this. An investigation showed that some cilantro coming from Mexico was linked to hundreds of cases of intestinal illnesses in the United States. The FDA stated the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have identified hundreds of cyclosporiasis outbreaks in the U.S. that were linked to cilantro grown in the state of Puebla, Mexico, as far back as 2012. Apparently, restrooms there where the workers picked it lacked running water, soap, and toilet paper, and human feces and toilet paper were found in the fields on the holding tanks tested positive for this, what I just mentioned it was. So I don't know if there's a way to check to see where it was grown, but anyway, they are not accepting, this country is not accepting any cilantro from Puebla, Mexico from April through August 31st of this year.
Wow.
So, I mean, probably we're okay, but if you see Puebla show up on the, you know, grown in Puebla, Mexico,
forget it,
put it down. You know, and years ago, this would have been good news for me because I hated cilantro. When I moved here, we started going to a Mexican restaurant, and once in a while, the salsa would have this odd tasting. I said, boy, that tastes like soap. What the heck is that? And it took me about 15 years to say, you know what? I'm going to make peace with cilantro. I love it, and I really do.
Yeah, I put cilantro in everything.
Do you?
I love cilantro.
What an interesting flavor.
My mom hates it.
Yeah.
My mom can't. That's another thing when she comes over, I have to think about it. Okay, I can't have something with cilantro.
So let's face it, you will not be seeing your mother at Puerto Vallarta anytime soon.
Nope, that is not her thing. But, you know, people like that, though, you know, they think that Mexican, they automatically think hot,
yes,
spicy, and it isn't.
No, by nature, it's not.
You know,
basically,
it isn't.
It's corn and it's pork,
exactly,
or beef or seafood.
I try to tell her that. I'm like,
right,
you know, I could bring you. There'd be definitely something that you'd like. And
yes.
But nope. She just,
so
you know, they have that stigma. That
she's set in her ways.
She's 75. Come on.
I know, but doesn't that make you think that...
She's up there. I wonder if she can hear us.
When you're that age and you've got long ways to go, do you think that you'll at least have an open mind about stuff like that?
I hope so.
Or do you think that you're already kind of set in your ways with some of this stuff?
I'm not set in my ways.
Yeah. You're open to ideas.
I'm definitely open. Like, I'm excited about Dan Cesney and, mm-hmm, you know, what he may, you know, be bringing to the table with these,
yep,
different mm-hmm, types of foods and,
yes,
stuff. So, no, I'm pretty good with that.
Cool.
Daryl and I both. It's an adventure.
Yeah, there you go.
We're on an adventure.
Yeah, and what... Why go through life just doing the same old stuff?
Exactly.
Eating the same old food all the time.
I'm not one that would eat bugs or anything like that. Not that kind of stuff. But different kinds of foods, ethnic food, you know.
I just booked a guy who cooks bugs. All right,
yeah.
I'll scratch that off the list.
You better do that.
Okay.
You better do that. I did get an email from Joan O'Connor. Did you get one?
Who is Joan O'Connor?
Joan O'Connor runs the Tilton Winter Farmers Market.
Oh, would love to have her on.
Yes. So I'm going to connect with her.
Okay.
And we're going to have her on. But she sent me a press release, and the popular Winter Farmers Market, they're seeking a new home.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
She had kind of mentioned that last year. I remember when she kind of mentioned,
uh-huh,
that. Yes. So they're looking for a new site, possibly in Manchester.
Oh, seriously? Moving,
yeah,
down this way?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's... What, 30 miles probably?
It is, but...
or more.
Yeah, they're looking for space. So anybody out there that may know of a space...
Wow.
You know, the Tilton Winter Farmers Market's looking for new space.
Interesting.
So,
all right, well, let's get hooked up.
She had mentioned,
with her,
I guess, you know, the mills, because some mills are empty.
Yes.
And it's got parking.
Oh, some of those mills are definitely empty.
Yeah, so who knows? We may have that right here in Manchester,
wow,
which would be awesome.
There's a few little pockets of an occasional winter market down here, but
right,
not much. Nothing
not
like
them. Hers.
I know, that thing is on steroids.
All right, I think we're going to go on break.
Okay.
Do you have anything else? Or?
No, I'm waiting for these snacks that Shelley Walcott of
Healthy
her
Solutions
spice blends brought along today.
Yes, I'm excited too.
Because I'm a fan. I cook with it a couple times a week, so I can't wait to see what she's done with
it.
Yeah,
very good. We're listening to Food for Thought. We're on The Pulse, 107.7, WTPLFM.com. And we'll be right back with Shelley Walcott.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back, friends. Carol Lawrence and Mike Morin. It is Food for Thought, 107.7 WTPL, The Pulse. Brought to you by Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. The website, healthysolutionsspiceblends.com. We will meet its owner and founder here in just 30 seconds. Also brought to you by Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale & Company. Now, Carol, we have a couple times a week we'll have guests bring in food.
We do. They get extra points when they do.
Boy, am I glad that this lady's coming in every other week.
Yeah. So let's welcome on Shelley Walcott. She's the owner of Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. And just a correction on the website. It's spiceblends.com.
Did I say that?
You said Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. So it's just spiceblends.com.
Oh,
right,
without the Healthy Solutions part.
Right. Just Spice Blends. It's even easier.
Even easier to remember. Easier. Yeah,
and you know what? Really, with the way that it is now, you can really Google Healthy that's what I did this morning when I was printing off some stuff. I just punch in Healthy Solutions and boom, it comes right up. So, but spiceblends.com. So welcome, Shelley. And I'm so excited to have you as a regular segment every other week. And we will get to experiment and use all your different spices and for, you know, doing different things, different recipes. I think it's such a great idea. So what? I know Mike is on his second or third one.
But there'll be more. Well, these are tiny. These are smaller than what kind of Kobe or what make those little sliders. These aren't even slider size.
Really?
Really.
Okay,
and
Mike.
And I'm working
keep
out, so
eating.
I will. Thank you. Go ahead. Nom, nom, nom.
It's funny. My family laughs at me because I think those are slider sizes, and they're even large for a slider.
I think this is like such the perfect size. I mean, for me, I'd have two the most. I don't even think I'd have two.
Inside is not not a hamburger, not beef, not Wagyu beef, although feel free to bring some of that sometime. Saw a piece on TV last night, a place in Australia that raises cows for Wagyu beef, $150 a pound. Hello.
I don't think I'll be bringing those. But
well, show us some love.
I did today. I made you some
did.
Cajun shrimp burgers.
Because you know how much we both love spicy food.
Yes, these definitely have some kick. These are my favorite of everything, my favorite blend and my favorite recipe. Because it's made for the lazy person, which is me.
You've said that on a number of occasions.
You have said that. Yeah. So I'm really curious about this because I know Daryl would love
this. Oh, my
this.
God, yeah. You got to take some home to him if I leave
he
any.
He was just here, too. Darn it.
All right, so it's not ground. I mean, it's the whole shrimp, is it not?
Right. So I mean, it's simple. Four ingredients. I took uncooked shrimp, deveined, shelled.
Like the small ones?
I take the large. Again, I'm a lazy cook, so you don't have to peel as many if you get the larger one that's 25 and a pound
and
instead of like 50.
You want it to fill the roll, too.
Right. Well, actually, I did make these a little bigger than I normally do. With a pound of shrimp, you can make almost 30 of these shrimp burgers.
Wow.
So four ingredients. Okay. Uncooked shrimp, a pound. A half a cup of panko crumbs, and for those that have gluten issues, either you could leave that out. It does give it some a little more substance,
it,
a binding.
You know, yeah.
One egg, and one tablespoon of the Cajun blend.
Is that on the back of your recipe?
It's on the website.
On the website, okay.
The package has a different recipe. The recipe on the back is for a Cajun seafood. The Cajun blend, this is probably one of our most versatile blends because it's really got some kick. Oh, wait, there's a fifth ingredient. It's a little add-on. Mm-hmm. We added a dill mayo to it, so a sauce. And that was made with our salmon with dill blend. And the reason I like these two blends is both of them have no salt or sugar. So for those folks on a restricted diet, it's just awesome.
This is what I call a small bite, and I don't think it's that much caloric intake. Now, you use potato bread, which might be a little higher, but it really adds, I think, a nice layer to it.
It does.
It does, but we've also served them. So my daughter-in-law has a gluten issue. So anything I make normally, I try to make an alternate. So we make these as put them in lettuce wraps instead of on the potato bun.
Yeah, I would love that.
Oh, yeah.
And when I really am feeling that I should eat a little lighter. Instead of the mayo with the dill, I use Greek yogurt. You could also just mix the two. So if you want a little bit of that mayo taste, mix it with the yogurt, and that's good too. At least you're cutting back.
All right, so you're saying just take regular mayo and add some of your dill spice blend?
Absolutely.
Now, I did notice what I thought was, I just, for research purposes, Carol, I have to check another one.
Oh, he's grabbing another one.
For
research purposes.
Okay, so I see that you put it between the top bun and the actual shrimp. Okay.
Correct. The sauce, yes, it's on top.
Well, now that I've touched it, I have to eat it.
Yeah, let me grab a picture. Keep talking.
Here, yeah. hold it up so that she can see.
Oh, this is so good. Must have now. Thank you, Shelly. You're my new hero.
Actually, when you mix all of this together, just to stay on that lazy theme just a little bit, that's why my food processor sits right on the counter. You don't really want to take the time to cut up the shrimp, then you have to get your hands dirty and all of that.
I love
God
you.
So I throw the whole pound of shrimp,
in
the food processor.
Okay.
Pulse it a couple times. You don't want it to turn into mush.
Right.
So like just so it's chopped up just a little.
Because I see it's like little chunks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I throw in the panko crumbs, the egg, and the seasoning. And really, I'm going to say a total of 3 pulses, one for each of that, just to mix it in. And then I use one of those little ice cream scoopers. And I'm a fan of cast iron because they just make everything cook nicer and more evenly. So I sprayed the cast iron pan with a little olive oil, took my little ice cream scoop. And again, those come in 3 sizes. So you can make a big shrimp burger or a little one. And put it in the pan, smush it down with your spatula, flip it over. I don't think it takes 2 minutes to cook them because shrimp cooks really quickly.
Medium fire?
I do it on a high, but again, medium works. You know, the beauty of all of this is you can kind of do it any way you want.
I'm thinking you could pop it on the grill.
You could. It would be very quick.
Right.
I'd worry about it sticking unless you spray it a little bit first, and it's great.
This is really
good.
Isn't
it awesome?
It is delicious.
All right, so just a couple pulses of a pound of shrimp in there, just enough to kind of fragment it a little bit.
Yep.
So that's why when I looked at it, it looked like you'd done that. But I guess I misunderstood. I thought there was one intact shrimp on each one.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you use the scoop to get out the right amount to cover whatever bun size you have.
That's correct.
Oh. Well, that makes sense. Then everything else all kind of mixes in as well. All right, so the blend that we use for this today that you used is the Cajun seafood. And as you said, there is no sugar, correct?
Or salt.
As a number of your spice blend products are. But there are some that do have minimal amounts, right?
Correct. We try to keep it low. Salt adds a lot of flavor to foods. We want people to be able to add it if that's what they choose to do. But we find that most of the time you don't need it. Because it's one thing to be healthy, okay? But if it doesn't taste good, you're not going to eat it. Mm-hmm. You're certainly not going to stick
that's
with
right.
it. So we did develop the spice blends to give you enough flavor that you really are not missing that salt or the sugar.
I think that is like so good.
Oh, it is. And since I was here with you, which was a couple of months ago, your first appearance, and you gave Carol I a bunch of, I have been using your spice blends probably twice a week. And one of my favorites is, I've told Carol about this, is when I go to Shaw's, I buy orphan meat. Mm-hmm. The meat that's, about
orphan
to expire
meat.
Tomorrow. I adopt
orphan
meat.
I didn't know
meat.
What orphan meat was, so you can.
Well, that's what I call it. And so 2 nights ago, listen to this, I go in there and I found a couple of bone-in ribeyes that were marked way down and then another one of those $3 pull-off coupons. So, about a 1 to 1.5 pound of bone-in ribeye for about $7.
Wow.
And it was as good as most restaurants. I'm not a fan of getting higher cuts of meat at a supermarket. I'll do it when it's that cheap. And so what I did is I took some of the beef. I can't remember the exact name of it, but it's a beef.
The bold beef rub?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
And even though, steak should be on its own merit, and there was a lot of marbling on this, it just, first of all, I like how it,
good.
I like how it crusts up when you put it on the grill. So let me tell you something, lady. I'm working it. Really, really good.
The funny thing is that you should mention that. That is our number one seller
Not
of
surprised.
All of the blends combined.
Not surprised.
And people just love it. I've used it to make in a crock pot. With on a like a pulled tri-tip,
yes.
what else have I used it on? I've tried a lot.
So what is it called again?
That's called Bold Beef Rub.
Bold Beef Rub. And, you know, for listeners that are just tuning in, you are listening to The Pulse 107.7. We're in studio with Shelley Wolcott. She's the owner of Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. You probably, I'm sure, have seen them in your supermarket, that you have them in Hannaford's and Shaw's and Market Basket. Sorry, not Shaw's. Hannaford. Well, there's hardly any Shaw's around anyway. Really,
that's true.
Right?
But they have orphan meat, so I still go there.
We're in most of the stores
In most of the stores. And, you know, when you see them, you'll know what I'm talking about. But you said that they have some over by the seafood department, mm-hmm. and then they'll be in the aisle.
They're not in the spice aisle.
They're
right.
Not.
She had said that the last time.
We like them to be near the meat and the seafood. The reason being is you tend to, you know, hang out at the meat counter waiting for the butcher to give you your cut
right
of meat.
There. Sure.
And they're right there, and it, you know,
makes sense.
Again, being that lazy cook that I am, I like something that throws an idea at me, and mm-hmm. that's the beauty of these packets. Is there's a recipe on the back of every single one, or you can be creative. They're really, really versatile.
The pork and poultry rub is another favorite because of its versatility. And I another piece of orphan meat was a 3-pound pork loin roast that
I got for
about $4. And so I coated it with it, put it in the fridge for 3 or 4 hours, just let it sit, and then took it out, let it warm up again. Mm. Then I put it on the grill on my Big Green Egg. I have a smoker. And it was fantastic. It was really tender, although I can't necessarily credit the spices for that. But
of course you can.
It gave it a wonderful flavor that I was so glad that I did that.
Yeah. I've been experimenting with them. I mean, at first, when I got them, I was using them, like it said, this for chicken, this for beef, this for, you know, I was using them like that. And then I was running out of my chicken ones, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. So I use them. I use all the different ones on different kinds of meats. I mainly eat fish and chicken, you know, mainly. Daryl does like beef, so we have used it on beef before. But that, like you said, they're so versatile. I mean, you can use them you can mix and match them, and, you know.
They're actually pretty good on vegetables.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't even think of that.
Well, this was my clean out the refrigerator week.
That's a great idea.
Everything was in leftovers.
I'm glad there was shrimp in there.
That was in the freezer. There really was. Yeah. So I had a little bit of everything. I had an ear of corn that I had cooked and had that left, so I took the corn off the cob. I had 2 baked potatoes that had been cooked that nobody ate. So those are sitting in there. I chopped those up. I picked some veggies from the garden. So I had a lot of yellow squash, and I had some fresh spinach. I had all sorts of stuff just sitting in the fridge. And I put them in my cast iron pan with a little bit of olive oil and the perfect steak blend. And man, was that good. Mm-hmm.
That sounds really good. And I can, oh boy, yeah, that would be bad.
I think it's break time here. Because I need another one of these sliders.
He's going on number 4, I think.
I may. I don't know.
They're really good.
I want to take a couple home to Barbara. You want to take some home to Daryl?
I might take a couple home for Daryl.
Right.
Because Daryl, I know, would really get a kick out
There's
of that.
There's about 10 of them left, so.
Yeah, I'll take 2.
Yeah, thank you, Shelley.
You're welcome. I just want to tell your listeners that if they go online and they use the coupon code RADIO, and they'll only hear that on this show, they'll get a free spice blend with their order.
Oh.
Any spice blend of their choice with their order, or even that one spice blend alone.
That is
SpiceBlends.com.
SpiceBlends.com.
Easy to find.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere. You're still staying.
Yeah,
we're just going
minutes,
on a break.
Yeah.
We're just going on a break.
Tie you to the wall. Make
and
you cook
we're
going to
talk
us.
About where Healthy Solutions Spice Blend is going to be on the weekend.
Oh,
so
cool.
We'll talk about that.
Excellent.
Stay tuned. Food for Thought. I'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building right at 814 Elm Street right in downtown Manchester. Still have plenty of time to come on down and have some lunch at Midtown Cafe. You can watch the show. We are in studio with Shelley Wolcott. She is the owner of Healthy Solutions Spice Blends, and she is she has a brand new segment every other week on Wednesdays, and we are going to experiment with her different packets of spice blends, and she brought us today some shrimp burgers, and I will tell you, I can't wait to make this because it is. Let's just go over the recipe again, maybe for listeners that are just tuning in, Shelley.
Okay, 4 simple ingredients: a pound of shrimp that's uncooked, deveined, and shelled, a half a cup of panko crumbs, 1 egg, and a tablespoon of our Cajun spice blend.
And that's it.
And that is it.
How much panko again? I'm sorry.
A half a cup.
Half a cup. Okay.
and a tablespoon of the Cajun spice bun.
Right. You, more or less, depending on taste. These have a fair amount of kick, mm-hmm. and that's
they
what I
do.
Use for, the,
and
for that.
So good.
What we do to tone down the kick just a little bit is we make a mayo, a seasoned mayo to go on top. This one we used our salmon with dill blend because that dill just gives it a nice cool
taste. It does, a nice
taste,
little, and it's a perfect marriage.
Mm.
It really is.
I agree. Are you trying to tell us something, Carol?
No. Again. Geez, yesterday I was having a baby. Today I'm getting married.
Well, you brought that up.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And a cast iron, if you have it. If not, you can do it on a...
On a grill.
A nice
on,
hot...
On
hotter, better to be a little hotter than a little cooler, right?
You know, I think just because it's cast iron, I think. Mm-hmm. Usually cast iron, you tend to...
Yeah.
Use it a little
it holds
higher
the heat better
heat.
Too.
Yeah.
It does. Although right. I have made these on a Teflon griddle.
Oh, is that right?
Electric griddle. You know, it mm-hmm. depends on what you've got available.
Because you're lazy and whatever's closest you use.
Well,
right?
That's exactly right. And proud of it.
So you do a lot of on location demos and stores and other places, and you will be on the road this weekend.
Yes, Saturday we're going to be up in North Conway at Zeb's Country Store. If you have never been to that store, you need to take the trip. They just have everything. It's a great store.
I love country stores.
Where?
Sorry.
You all right? Headphones fell off.
I know. Whoops.
Oh, that's all right. All right, so where is it? Right on the main strip there?
Right on the main drag. You can't miss it. If you just their website is zebs.com.
Okay.
You can't go to North Conway and not go to Zeb's.
And I have many times and I've never been to Zeb's, so I'm trying to picture.
I know, me neither.
Give me a landmark. Is it like near that big green where you can catch the train, or is it after the main part of town?
All right, you're asking a person who has trouble getting, into the town she's lived in for 30 years and back home.
Sorry to do that to you.
It's right on the main drag.
Okay, all right. I'll look it up.
Zeb's on the main drag.
Right.
But if you make it there, come to the back of the store. We're going to be serving Ultimate Burger Sliders.
Ooh.
And we'd love you to taste them, try them.
Will you be using the bold beef seasoning for that?
Actually, no. We'll be using our Ultimate Burger blend.
Ultimate Burger? Okay.
Ultimate Burger Blend.
Didn't know about that one?
All right, so let me ask you about that. I like to put spice blends on the outside and then just make it part of the sort of the bark, if you will, of a burger or whatever. So when you make yours with the Ultimate Burger Blend, do you put it in with the mix and kind of just knead it, or do you sprinkle it on the outside? What's your preferred way of doing this?
I prefer mixing it in.
Okay.
But our package actually recommends that you put it, you make the patty and you press it on the outside.
Yeah.
Again, it's a preference thing.
Okay.
See, it's funny because I would blend it in also.
Yeah. Hmm. I just think it's more dramatic when it's all condensed right there. The first thing that hits your tongue is the actual spice blend before you get into the meat.
Well, you could almost do both.
You could do both.
Because,
yeah, you certainly could.
Me, I mean, if you mix it in, you're mm-hmm. getting that blend, you mm-hmm. know, all through your bite, you know, and then you can put a little on the outside, especially the Cajun one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
Well, that's the beauty of
cooking.
Listen
to us all talking about food like this.
Yeah.
Food
crazy.
Obsessed.
All right, so what time would you be there with the sliders?
We're going to be there all day starting at 9 in the morning, and we're going to stay until we run out of food.
Now, they're providing the beef, I hope.
No, we are.
You are? Wow.
We like to go. We like to.
God
we like,
bless you.
Like that control.
Okay.
And we like the burgers to be made the way we want them to be made.
Makes sense.
Exactly. That sounds great. Yeah.
You should go through hundreds probably, huh?
Yep. I think last time when we were there, we had meatballs. And we, if I'm not mistaken, we went through 250 meatballs.
Wow. So that's a lot. Yeah.
It is.
For
it's fun, though.
One meatball per person? I mean, I'm sure they're probably
well unless I show up.
As long as Mike doesn't go.
I can't promise.
Well, Sully, this was great. Thank you so much. And I can't wait to... see you back in 2 weeks and see what you bring back. I can't wait.
No
looking
pressure.
Forward to it.
I love it.
Thanks, Shelley.
And listeners, get on out to Market Basket or
Hannaford's
and go on spiceblends.com because she has a list of where they're located. And they're located all over the place.
And recipes, too.
And recipes also. And beautiful pictures. I was in my office this morning. My father was sitting there. I made him look at the scallop. I'm like, look how beautiful this scallop is. I'm telling you, it's so beautiful. All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be back top of the hour with Donna from Delaware.